older ones was going to a dance hall or going to the cinema. You didn't do anything else. There was nothing else there. No, I myself would have been gone swimming in an awful lot. There was the Bats. The Bats in town. They were down, do you know there, is it Anglesey Street? Down behind the City Hall there. Forget the name of the street. But there were the Bats there. You never needed to learn to swim because you couldn't, there was no room. It was the only that, or the Lee Bats. They were the only two swimming pools when we were children. And they were, you go in like, and you stand there unable to swim until you learn, when you learn to swim properly, then you could go up to the deep end and you might get a swim. But otherwise, they were like sardines in a can. Honest to God, no, like, you jump into the water and that was it. You stood there and then I'd be frozen and you'd have to come out under the showers. And I'd spend my whole time standing under the hot shower because I was numb with the cold. And I mean, kids, like, you know, people don't realise the poverty that was there then. But there was girls went into the baths, they went in the drawers, and they came out and went home. And the drawers was wet, like, it'd be beautiful summer day, like. But there was children there. That was their wash, they went in there, they had their wash. They came home, and they'd have the same liquors on them. You know, and that was, I mean, I don't look on this. You know, people are inclined to look at on poverty as if poverty was a crime. If you were poor, it wasn't your fault. Because this was the message that was going out. If you were poor, it was your fault. You had too many children. Your husband was a drinker. You did all those factors. But this was, the church was telling you to have the children and then condemning you for having them. You know, and this was what was happening. But there were huge degrees of poverty there. Like, children were hungry. Even in their homes, they were hungry. Even the old people who I know for a fact did their best, there were still children hung. Like, you might have an apple and people would be asking for the ox. Now, can you imagine a child now asking for the ox of your apple? You know, can I have the ox of your apple? Or pick up chewing gum off the ground and chewing it. That just doesn't, children just don't do that now. You'd see apples going into the bin now. That would never have happened in my day, because there was always children that were hungry. I mean, if you had 10 kids and one man's wages coming in, you weren't going to be hungry. Like, with the best will in the world, you could not manage.